The Shift Podcast, Perspective and Our Power to Change, invites us to expand our lives by changing the lens we see through. Is something different calling you? Do you ever ask yourself, is this all there is? Or have you forgotten why you're even here? Trish and Diane create insightful and empowering conversations about connecting the self, soul, nature, and community. Navigating life by choice rather than circumstance is how we make the shift to expand our humanity. The shift starts now.
Welcome in, everybody. And once again, thank you for joining us on the Shift Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Diane McClay, with my good friend, Trish Campbell. I am coming to you live from Runyon's Country Tree Farm in Clio, Michigan. A little plug out to them for giving me this nice, natural, beautiful space to connect with you all in. As always, we like to honor the places that we are and respectfully honor the people who've come before us. Today, I've been with my family for the last week in the east side of Michigan on Lake Huron. And I would just like to acknowledge that this tree farm was owned, not the tree farm itself was not owned, but this land eons ago was owned by the Huron Potawatomi tribe and the Ojibwe Ottawa tribe and the Saginaw Chippewa tribe. And when I travel, I like to understand who the indigenous people were that occupied and were stewards of the land, of the places that I'm visiting, the places I'm returning to connect to. And as I stand on a tree farm, I realize that there's all this life and growth around me. And that kind of speaks to where we're at in our show today about figuring out how we move forward by taking a pause and looking backward. So Trish, I know that you're in Mississauga, Ontario, and you would like to honor the indigenous people and the first peoples of your world. So please invite that in, and then we'll jump into our topic today.
Thanks, Diane. Thanks so much. I love that you're actually physically standing on the land, and we all get to see that. And we're actually in some of the same territories and treaty lands, the Ojibwe and the Chippewa, same as here is in the Mississauga, Ontario area. Also, I want to acknowledge the Anishinaabeg and the Mississauga of the Credit First Nation, the Huron, I believe you acknowledged, and the Huron-Wendat. And just honoring them for their connection to Mother Earth and the wisdoms that we are blessed with receiving, and more and more by opening up to that and just talking about it and bringing that into our day to day. So thank you for that.
Yeah, and our listeners, you're welcome. And our listeners can't see it, but I've actually taken my shoes off. Our conversation today is about deliberately taking a pause. And I've had the opportunity the last 3 or 4 days to walk on the sandy beaches of Lake Huron in upper northern Michigan. But I'm standing on pine needles and I'm standing on sand. And my invitation to our listeners right now, if you're not driving, if you're at your home starting your weekend, take your shoes off, literally. Take your socks off, literally. And go walk outside and feel the energy of the earth. Feel how she feeds you and feel how she inspires you. And then remember that there were people who walked exactly in that same spot before you did, also in their bare feet or in moccasins. So that's my invitation today. Trish, do you want to lead us off about the pause and kind of where we're going?
Sure. Yeah, and I love that, because that moment of, you know, standing and being present and connecting, reconnecting to the earth, reconnecting to ourselves is what we're talking about. What the pause allows. It's so interesting. As you were talking, I also thought about our topic the last show, and it was we can't see it when we're in it. And I think the pause allows us to, even though it's almost like it's a going inward, but it's allowing ourselves to step outside of what we're in and really see it. Because when we're in it, we can't see, we might not have the clarity. And so that pause allows us to kind of remove ourselves from that and come inward and really connect with what it is that we really see, what it is that aligns with where we're at right now, and how we want to move forward with purpose and meaning and really aligned with what our soul is speaking to us, and in all the ways, in all the areas. And, you know, we've kind of come along this journey with over the last 30 episodes. It's so hard to believe we have 30 episodes in, and, you know, I love that we're not just, you know, speaking about something, teaching, but we're actually, you know, applying that ourselves in taking this pause. And
right. And I think it's about walking the talk, right?
Exactly.
I mean, we've encouraged people to honor the land, and we're doing that. We've encouraged people to remember their history. And every show we've started with an acknowledgement, which sounds like a very small, maybe it seems like a very insignificant step. But just acknowledging people who came before us, and then also the negative side of colonization, the negative side of pioneering the land and where we are now successfully standing today. It doesn't mean that everything will just suddenly change, but it means that we're at least pausing to put the energy into what came before us. And one of my favorite quotes is by Steve Jobs, and it says something to the effect of, you can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect the dots looking backwards.
Right.
And so as we stand on this 30th episode dot, I feel like we literally can pause and step back and say, where have we been? And then we can also pivot 180 degrees and say, where do we want to go?
Right.
And I think in this busy, insane, hurry up and do, get it done, get promoted, climb the ladder, our society promotes this hurry up and keep doing more. And I think there's an opportunity for us to say, right now, at this exact moment in time, am I doing enough?
Right.
Right? Am I doing enough for me? Am I pausing to love me? Am I, which is, you know, kind of what your meditation book is about. Are we pausing to just stop and slow down and breathe? And just kind of, my dad had the unfortunate timing that he had to put his dog down recently. And my dad is a doer, right? He makes the Energizer Bunny look lazy. Like he's an 80-year-old guy, and he gets up at 7 and he doesn't stop until 7 at night. And last week he was grieving, and he didn't really understand why he didn't feel motivated to do anything. He didn't really understand why he couldn't just get up and start doing all the chores that he had. And my words to him were, you know, we're human beings.
Yes.
We're not human doers. Yet we pack our day with doing. And I just encouraged him, you know, grieving is a feeling that is difficult and it's hard. You can't get over it. You just got to go through it and have it be a companion with you for a while. But you have to pause long enough to experience what that feeling is trying to tell you, and let that emotion run through you.
Yeah. I mean, a couple of things to say to that first, but I, you know, around the grief aspect, a lot of times we don't realize that's what we're feeling in the moment. So the pause is necessary in order to, like you said, feel that. And a lot of times, because we're conditioned to keep doing and moving forward and always got to be busy, always have to be producing something. And so, oh, well, why don't I feel, you know, then we start feeling bad about ourselves because we don't feel like doing what we know we need to do in the moment, if it's a task or chore, or whatever it is. And so, but it's, you know, this is why we're doing the show, to kind of reframe our mindset around the things that we thought we have to do to be productive, to be of worth in society, when our worth is already inherent. We don't need to prove anything. And what we end up doing by trying to prove something, that we can just continue moving on when we're supposed to be, when we're in this place of sadness, that, you know, when we do that, it's just going to pop up in another time in our lives, and it's going to continue to build on itself. So it's going to be almost like something that's unbearable. It'll get to that point. So, I mean, I wanted to say that, but I also want to say too, that I have a story to relate to that with this, with one of my clients, who this is a perfect example of feeling like we always have to be moving forward, if, or we're not, you know, good enough, or whatever it is, we're not enough. And I was meeting with her, and she said, you know, I'm sorry, I don't have an update for you. Like I'm not, you know, moving to the next step. And I said, but you don't need to. I said, where you're supposed to be right now is in the pause and hovering in this spot, because this is the area that needs attention. It's not to, okay, I talked about this and felt it for a week, and then, okay, now what's the next step? It's sometimes things take longer for us to move through, and it's important to honor that and give ourselves grace. And to, that's how we, you know, evolve and change and grow. Really, it's sustainable. It's not just addressing something for a minute. It's almost like cramming for an exam. So you cram for it, remember everything momentarily, and as soon as it's over with, you forget it. That's like what we're trained to do. And it's in allowing ourselves to be in the pause where the real growth and transformation and change happens.
Right. And, Green Day was not the original band who did the song. I think it's Semisonic, and maybe our producer, Jacob, who's a music guy, will correct me on it. But the song, you know, Closing Time, where starts out that every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end, mm-hmm. right? That if you are literally Semisonic. Great. Thank you, Jacob. See, he always makes us look good and sound good. I'm so grateful for him. So the point is that when you're in the middle of a pause, you are allowing something to end, whether you're consciously aware of it or not, but you're also allowing space for something to begin. And even just like in yoga, a lot of yoga teachers will say it's not about perfecting the pose. It's about understanding what you feel in the moment. There are days that I can do a tree pose and be perfectly balanced on my left leg, and the very next day I could be completely off balance. And I think that the challenge is what do we notice in the pause? Mm-hmm. Are we using our senses and not just the five obvious ones, right? Are we in the pause? I'm in the middle of a tree, a Christmas tree farm, right? I smell pine, you know, I smell sand, I smell fresh air. So am I taking time to let that sensory information come into my being, into my soul, into my subconscious, into my conscious mind? And then, you know, what do I see? But there's also the concept of what intuitively is our gut or our soul or our heart telling us. It's not always exactly the five senses, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that is everything you're talking about reminds me of something that came up, or I came across this week, of a question of like why we ask, like why life is so difficult, or why, you know, even being in that pause in that yoga pose, if it were perfect, we wouldn't notice anything different about it. We wouldn't say, you know, ask ourselves the question, you know, where can I explore deeper? And so what I'm trying to tie to this is, you know, we ask why life can be so difficult sometimes. And it's a quote I saw, I think, on Instagram, or a reel. And the answer is because we don't appreciate something when it's easy. We don't find, there's no lessons to be learned or taught or wisdom to behold in something that's perfect, or we win at, or, you know, not to say that it's not fun to win, but it's like, if we're always perfect, if we're always winning, if we're always doing what we think is the right thing, we're never going to learn. If we're avoiding failure or avoiding, you know, making mistakes or taking a pause, because sometimes that's seen as something negative, then we're not really allowing ourselves the full scope of what we can learn about ourselves,
right?
Learn about our connections to each other, or whatever it might be.
And I've been on my vacation. I brought my preview copy of your meditations book, Love Me, and I've had the opportunity to read it out on the beach. And one that struck me, and it's related to this conversation, is the one that you titled Expansion. Everything that we need resides within us already. It is up to us to seek it out and embrace it. Expand yourself by trying something new to discover what works for you and what fills you up. Opening ourselves up to other practices, other cultures, other perspectives outside of our own is our work of expansion at an individual level. Ultimately, this benefits and makes possible the expansion of the collective.
Yeah.
Right. And so that resonates with me, because if you don't take the pause for yourself, how can you give back to your family, your church, your workplace, your community, all of the things that are demanding your full undivided attention, and sometimes at multiple times? If you don't give yourself the opportunity to expand, how are you going to show up as the best version of yourself for the other places in your life that are demanding your time, your energy, your attention, and your intellect?
Right. And, you know, we talked about that before too. And it's so interesting when you were reading that, because that's exactly the foundation of what we talk about on the shift. Like, really everything begins with us individually, and nothing changes until we do. So if we're constantly moving forward, if we're constantly just, you know, moving along with the status quo in our personal lives, you know, we're not allowing ourselves that moment of pause. How are we ever going to expand and grow if we just keep doing the same thing over again? So it's, like I said, reframing that stigma around taking a pause, taking a break to reflect and to see what we can apply from what we've learned so far. For us specifically, it's what we've learned over the last almost year and a half and 30 episodes of talking about this and you know, engaging people, engaging listeners and getting feedback. And you know, Jacob has kind of chimed in sometimes too. So, you know, what can we do and how do we want to you know, with intention, move forward specifically around this or whatever it might be that we're talking about.
And just for clarity, you know, for our listeners, first of all, I want to bring in the fact that we wouldn't be able to have this show if we didn't have people out there in the Transformation Talk Radio world mm-hmm. that want to transform their lives, make an intention to set aside time like today to listen to us and to other empowering shows like Dr. Pat's and Cornelius Stephanie and all that. Right. But we're not going away, but the shift is going to take a little bit of a break. We, in transparency, we are going to go back and look at our old episodes. We're going to look at what seems to be hitting with our audience. Is there something that's missing with our audience? But 30 episodes, man, if you'd asked me like a year ago, if I would see us doing 30 episodes, we were literally just doing one at a time, not really quite having a vision and allowing the vision to form as we were as we went. And now it's really important that we say, how do we elevate the messaging that we're doing? How do we enhance the messaging that we're doing? And is our delivery system as efficient and effective as what we want it to be? So we're going to take a pause, and people can find all of our previous podcasts on my YouTube channel. If you just look up Diane McClay YouTube, or you look at Trish Campbell YouTube, you can definitely find all of our old episodes there. And we ask you to definitely go back and subscribe to our channels and let us know what you thought about the episodes. That's going to help us deliver more content to you with intention and with purpose.
Right. And I want to say too, to add to that, not just on YouTube, but Apple Podcasts, for example, look up The Shift with Trish Campbell and Diane McClay. There's a couple other shift podcasts out there, so you have to be specific. But I'm so excited about this time that we get to take that pause and to, you know, the deliberate pause and to be more deliberate, more purposeful, more meaningful. Not that we haven't been, but like you said, we want to elevate our message, elevate the way that we deliver it. And we're also, I realized too this week, as we decided this is what we were talking about, after that I came across, I follow astrology. So we are so aligned with the astrology right now. And for anyone who's an astrology nerd like me, we're coming up on a Uranus retrograde, and that invites us to pause and to not just simply push forward for the sake of pushing forward. And for the growth that happens when we do that. And we're going to be in times where that's going to intensify, because we come into other planets in retrograde, like Mercury, which everyone is more familiar on a mass level. And so all of the energetics, all of the universal energies right now are naturally in alignment with that. And I feel like we always are with the show. And that's what's so beautiful about the way that we do things. So to just bring that reminder to our listeners that we don't always have to do things the way that they've always been done, just because that's the way they've always been done.
Well, and honestly, I mean, you can't. Right. Because first of all, you might miss an opportunity to improve on something or make something easier for you. You know, I think of the old joke, and maybe we've said this on a show before. There's a granddaughter who's cooking a turkey for Thanksgiving. And, the mom says, don't forget to cut the turkey in half. And the granddaughter says, why do we cut the turkey in half? And the mom says, I don't know. That's the way my mom did it. So a phone call goes up the grandma tree, and grandma, you know, grandma, why do we cut the turkey in half? I don't know. That's the way my mother did it. And when you go back far enough in time, you realize that ovens weren't big enough to take a whole big bird, and you had to cut the turkey in half just to fit it in. Right. So, you know, we could be doing something because we've always done it, but we don't have an understanding of its of why. And I think that's what the pause invites. But then we may actually find a better, more efficient way of doing something that we would miss if we didn't take the pause.
Right. And speaking of generation to generation and all of that, I want to reiterate too that, you know, when we're talking about whatever it is we're talking about, doing things differently, it's never too late. It's never, you're never too old to maybe inquire, why am I still doing it this way? Or why have I always done it this way? And maybe there's something different. Because I believe that, and I know from experience, that when we allow ourselves to shift our perspective and try something new or looking at it from a different perspective, then that opens the door to another perspective on the other side of that we can't see yet. But just like we bring in the land acknowledgement at the beginning of our show, and it's not just to acknowledge the land at the beginning of our show, it's to to do that, but also we apply that knowledge or that lens in our lives, and then through that we go deeper with it, like you said, look at the ways that, you know, colonization shows up in our lives. So there's that. So once you know something, then look at it at a deeper level, to always constantly be re-examining. In order to do that, we need to pause where we're at. We can't just keep going.
And I think in the pause, I think some important questions our listeners could use as kind of a recipe is in the pause, what do I notice? How do I feel? Do I like the way I feel? And if I don't like the way I feel right now, how would I rather feel? I think those four or five questions it's a really good way to actually spend a little bit more time in the pause. I remember my mom was going through something, and somebody had recommended that she journals, and she was all worried about getting a nice, crisp, clean journal, starting from, you know, if you start from the left page, it makes you feel like you have to go back in time chronologically to remember everything, right? There's this having a margin and having lines kind of makes you think that you have to have all your thoughts organized beforehand. And I said, Mom, just open it up to the middle of the journal and date your entry. And then as you remember things, just put it in, you know, just scatter it around. And she said, well, I don't even know how to start journaling. And I encouraged her. I said, you know, one of the best things you can do is go take a walk around your neighborhood. And for you and I, if your neighborhood, if you can incorporate nature at any given time, then you ask yourself, what do I observe on my, and your journal prompt could be, on my walk today, I observed ... And then you fill it in. And then that thing reminds me of, or that thing makes me feel ... And you fill that in.
Right.
By journaling or by asking questions and allowing our mind and our soul to kind of meld together, we actually encourage ourselves to actually live in the pause for a little bit.
Right. And it's allowing ourselves to listen to that inner voice. And the more we do that, the more that voice pops up, you know, more often. And we don't have to be walking out in nature in order for that to happen. And that's what takes us on this journey.
Right. You know, our time goes so fast, but I want to pull another meditation out of your book if I can.
Okay.
And this one's titled Find Your People, right? Mm-hmm. So in the pause, you have to find people that support you in your journey, that support you in the pause. And as we bring this show right now to a pause, to a temporary close, we invite you, we believe you are our people and we are your people. But your poem is, your meditation is Find Your People. As much as we try to convince ourselves that we can go it alone, nothing of significance is achieved completely alone. We need each other. As you travel your unique path, give yourself permission to outgrow people, outgrow places and things, let go of anyone that requires you to convince them of your worthiness, surround yourself with people who see you already and who you are in alignment with where you aspire to go. find your people. Trish and I, we believe we are your people. We believe that we can help you get where you want to go. You can find Trish at thisistrishcampbell.ca.
.com.
Sorry, thisistrishcampbell.com. You can find me at dianemcclay.com. But find your people. And if you need help finding your people, if you need help establishing the pause or creating a routine in your life that brings pause to life, then we invite you to connect with us, because we believe we're your people and we believe you are our people. Trish?
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for that invitation. We're here. We would love to, you know any feedback you have for us on what we've been talking about over the last 30 episodes. And, you know, we want to engage our audience more going forward in our shows and in our topics and discussions. So yeah, just thank you everyone who has been along with us for this ride. And we're not done by any means. We're to be continued. And I'm so grateful that we're doing this together.
Absolutely. Thank you to Dr. Pat for having the vision for Transformation Talk Radio in the very beginning.
Yes.
Thank you to Jacob, our producer in the background, Olivia, Lydia. There's a couple other people I'm forgetting right off the bat, but the whole TTR team, thank you for supporting us. Thank you to our listeners for journeying with us. And we will catch you on the flip side. Be good humans. Take care of each other. Take care of yourselves.
Yeah, thanks, everyone.
Thank you for listening to The Shift Podcast, where perspective and our power to change intersect. Slowing down to look at things from a different angle is necessary to affect positive change. You hold the power to transform yourself and your life. It is already inside you, and it's within reach. Clarity comes from awareness. Momentum comes from choice. Healing, growth, and transformation happen on The Shift Podcast, the first and third Fridays at 12:30 p.m. Pacific. For more information, go to invibe.ca or dianemcclay.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.